Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 108th UIEPT. Today, on the 14th of November, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Number 1.
You're so late. I thought you'd never get here.
My car broke down on the highway and I had to walk.
Why does the woman say she had to walk? Number 2.
We missed you at Dale's party last night.
I'm not going to any celebrations with that group because they're so tightly knit that they brush everyone else off.
Why does the woman say she didn't attend Dale's party? Number 3.
Bill, are you still planning to buy that nice red sports car you looked at last week?
I'm afraid that's impossible because I haven't been able to come up with the cash, and someone else has already made a down payment on it.
What does Bill say about buying a car? Number 4.
Yale is supposed to be here at the meeting tonight. Where is she?
She came down with the flu and had to stay home.
Why does the woman say Gail didn't attend the meeting? Number 5.
How many people will be coming to the reunion on Saturday?
We had to cross 15 names off our original list of 100.
How many people does the woman say they expect to attend the reunion? Number 6.
You look happy this morning.
I just came from my advisor's office and found out that the College Board has done away with the foreign language requirement for graduation.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
I hear that Rusty's car is being repossessed by the finance company.
Yes, he's fallen behind on the payments.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
What did you do in class today?
The teacher went over last Friday's lesson.
What does the man say the teacher did in class? Number 9.
Not getting that job was a big letdown.
Don't worry, something better will come along.
What are the speakers talking about? Number 10.
How do the Finleys feel about moving to New Mexico?
They're really looking forward to it.
What does the woman say about the Finley's reaction to moving? Number 11.
Where are you going in such a rush?
I have to deposit my paycheck before the bank closes, or else I won't have any funds to pay these bills.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
When the early settlers, especially the English, arrived in the New World, the hardships and dangers awaiting them were totally unexpected. Had it not been for some friendly Indians, the colonists never would have survived the terrible winters. They knew nothing about planting crops, hunting animals, building shelters, nor making clothing from animal skins. Life in England had been much simpler, and this new life was not like what the Spanish explorers had reported. The settlers introduced iron tools, muskets for hunting, domesticated animals, and political ways to the Indians. In exchange, the settlers learned to build canoes for water transportation and to use snowshoes and toboggans for winter traveling. The Indians taught them to blaze trails through the forest, to hunt large animals and trap smaller ones, and to spear fish in the lakes and streams. The natives also introduced to the settlers typical foods, such as turkey, corn, squash, beans, and pumpkin. The early settlers did everything possible in order to make their new settlements resemble the homes they had left behind.
This is the end of the recording.